Satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com at 217-359-2111. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A slow search through the rubble in Miami. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Not only because of the fact that there may be possible victims under there, and we have to treat it very delicately, but because for the safety of the rescuers as well.
Alvaro Zabaleta with Miami-Dade Police. At least six people were killed when the bridge collapsed yesterday, down on top of vehicles.
Five victims are still in those cars in the rubble. So one person died in the hospital. Five victims still remain here at the scene, and there could be more.
Fox's Laura Engel near the collapse in Miami, where investigators are trying to figure out what went wrong.
The nearly 200-foot-long walkway was built on the side of the road in one big piece known as an instant bridge or accelerated bridge construction. It was just moved over the roadway last Saturday with much fanfare and celebration. The hopes that this walkway would create a safe passage for students at the Florida International University on one side to the city of Sweetwater on the other.
A U.S. military helicopter goes down in Iraq, killing everyone on board. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, U.S. defense officials say seven service members were aboard the Pave Hawk helicopter when it crashed in western Iraq, close to the Syrian border. The U.S. Central Command saying this tragedy reminds us of the risks our men and women face every day. The military says the cause is under investigation, but that the crash does not appear to be the result of enemy action. The U.S. says it has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, part of a coalition fighting ISIS. Dave?
Simon, is Republican Senator Jeff Flake considering a run for president in 2020? Well, he's in New Hampshire this morning and not ruling it out.
The rarest of species, the American conservative. Americanus, never Trumpus.
Flake, a staunch critic of the president, says his party has lost principle. It's time to put country before party. The president's been critical of Senator Flake, too, calling him so unpopular he can't be reelected in Arizona, saying that's why he's not running there again. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Days after Hillary Clinton raised eyebrows on a trip to India detailing more of what she says happened than cost her the 2016 election, she's hurt herself.
Hillary Clinton is recovering after fracturing her wrist in India. A report by DNA India says it happened when she slipped in the bathtub at the resort where she was staying. Media outlets in India have reported that she was treated for pain in her right hand earlier this week, and it forced her to cancel a visit to some historic sites. In a weekend conference in Mumbai, the 2016 Democratic presidential candidate suggested racism and misogyny were explanations for her election loss. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Afghanistan, a body's been found, ID'd as a UN driver who was kidnapped 2 months ago along with a United Nations employee and her son when their car was ambushed. It is not known if she and the boy are still alive. We've had a focus all week at this time on the student loan debts 40 million Americans are paying off, totaling $1.4 trillion. Some are struggling, complaining about unfair collections, and today we conclude our series with ways to deal with that.
Bankruptcy discharge for student loans is practically impossible because it requires a debtor prove an undue hardship.
Which is a really brutal way to look at someone's life, I think, is that, you know, we'll let you not pay this bill, but we, you know, because we're confident that everything will be worse for you from now on.
But Ed Boltz with the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys says a debtor can yet stop paychecks from being confiscated.
By filing a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, that stops that wage garnishment. It gives you a period of time to regain your footing.
But the judge would likely require the debt be paid off in 60 months, still feeling forever in debt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An update's just out on the housing market. Home builders broke ground on fewer new projects last month. So-called housing starts down 7%. On Wall Street, stock futures slightly higher before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane.
High 43 with the sunshine. We've got a slight chance of rain later this afternoon, and then a 90% shot at showers essentially tonight and overnight. And with the low being around 34, that could mean freezing up as far as the conditions, and it's worse to the north, and especially be careful over bridges. We've got a high at 45 expected tomorrow. 50% chance of rain in the morning, partly cloudy by the evening with a low 29. Sunny on Sunday, high 54, 52 the high on Monday, Tuesday at 43. So not too bad. Right now the temperature is at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
It is St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. And don't forget, Houlihan's has a whole bunch of corned beef over there.
Yeah.
Yum.
You've been saying it all week, but you got to go eat one.
I know. And the sliders are delicious, and I've had the Irish nachos there before.
If you want to go to Ireland, you can go with Larry and Elena Camphor. Sales have been pretty brisk this week.
Good.
If you want to join them, better jump in. You can go to ESPNCU.com, top of the page. You can click on it and get all the details. They're doing Ireland off the beaten path early September. They've really crafted this beautifully. They're leaving. They'll be gone 10 days, but they only miss 4 days of work.
Okay, so the end of August and end of September.
Use Labor Day as a day.
Okay.
And then only 4 days of work you're missing, so it's really doable.
Well, and some of the choices of the landscape that you'll see, you'll know the photographer like Larry Camphor is going to have some picturesque moments on this off-the-beaten-path in Ireland.
You just go to ESPNCU.com and hit the top of the page here. You'll see them. Anyway, it's an awesome trip. Check it out. All right, it's 8:07. Diane Ducey got 15 out of 16
amazing
in her pool and is leading the world.
But Gonzaga all the way. And it was tight yesterday on that win.
So. When you win these things, win pools, generally you have to get the first rounds right, mm-hmm. and you got them right. First day was amazing. And we had Mitch and Richard. Two other people at 15.
Sean
and Mitch got 15 out of 16 as well.
So, and I know at least on Sean's that, or Mitchell said that didn't have Arizona going past Kentucky.
And you didn't either.
I didn't either.
You have Kentucky winning, so that's, you cut your losses there.
That's right.
Well, and the 5% nationally that picked Arizona to win it all, sorry.
Yeah.
Go to the U of I Meat sales room and register. They have limited hours, but they are open today, 8 to 1. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30. You go in, you buy all your fresh meat, but you get your name in the box. And because they're limited hours, and it is, you know, right at Lincoln, and
mm-hmm.
I think your odds are going to be pretty good to win two tickets to our bus trip with game tickets, a $260 value. You win them for free, so you might as well get in there. And the drawing is, I think we're drawing the 29th, announcing the 30th.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5 pair of tickets.
Opening day, March 29th.
Wow. And where are we? Today's the 13th?
Yeah.
So a week from 16. Thursday.
Yeah.
A week from Thursday is the season. It starts in March this year. Crazy.
Yes.
You'll hear all your Cardinals on ESPN 93.5, all your Cubs on US 105.9. The Cubbies, one of the favorites to win it all again.
They released Justin Grimm, 29-year-old right-hander from the bullpen.
That's interesting. He's a pretty good pitcher for him, I thought. Okay. Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals having a pretty good spring, .85 ERA, 0.85, which is really encouraging. It is spring ball, but we'll see. See if the Cardinals can compete. By all accounts, the Cubs are slam dunks in the Central. Yeah, you got to go play them. I understand all that. And you got to stay healthy and things. You know, a lot of factors, but they definitely had a World Series hangover last year. And they just got a lot of good players. So that's generally how it works. Our good friend, Fox News Radio's Eben Brown down in Florida. How in the heck, and I know it's going to take a long time to determine everything,
I do not understand how a pedestrian bridge opens Sunday and collapses on Thursday, Evan.
Well, technically, it didn't open. It's not really opening, or it wasn't supposed to open until next year, but the main part of the span was installed just this past week. It's using a new type of construction method called, I think it's called accelerated bridge construction. And it's used for many, many bridges these days, especially here in Florida, where they essentially build most of it in big, giant pieces elsewhere, and then they truck it in and drop it off. And that's done to minimize the impact to traffic. This is not a bridge over water. It's a pedestrian bridge, like an overpass over a very wide thoroughfare in Miami-Dade County, Southwest 8th Street. It's like an eight-lane thoroughfare. What happened, what went wrong, we just don't know yet. I can tell you that there are six people confirmed dead. The effort is now switched from rescue to recovery, which means police don't think they would find anyone else alive at this point. But recovery is going to be quite difficult because those pieces of concrete, those big giant things, are not stable. And so they have an engineering crew out there trying to determine the best way to conduct recovery, because at the same time they have to not disturb what might be a crime scene. It's unknown yet if it's a crime. Nothing's been ruled out. Police are conducting an investigation, but so is the NTSB.
Wow, okay, because I frankly, when I heard it and I said, man, all the smart people that are involved in projects like this, maybe it was somebody trying to hurt people and terrorism or something, so they're looking at all angles. And again, it's
right. Nothing's been ruled out.
Right, yet. That's good. That's how you do that, I guess. So you put the big old thing in one piece, and maybe it wasn't clicked in or something. I don't know how all that works, but it's just horrible to see some of these images and hear some of the stories of people trapped. Or just awful stuff. Just awful.
Yeah, it is horrific. It is scary. And it's not something that will really be forgotten in this community anytime quickly. It's basically closed the main thoroughfare in western Miami-Dade County, which is quite the bustling suburban metropolis. And it's going to impact traffic. I mean, everyone's going to drive around and see this for however long it stays around.
Gotcha. Is this Florida International University?
Correct. The Florida International borders on Southwest 8th Street. So, the south side of the road is where the university campus is. North of the roadway is a small town called Sweetwater, there's a lot of off-campus housing there. A lot of students normally try to run across a crosswalk on Southwest 8th Street, across eight lanes of traffic to get to campus. So this bridge was supposed to alleviate that scariness and also provide a point of pride. It wasn't just a random pedestrian walkway. It was designed partially by students. It encompassed plaza space for events. It was, supposed to be a nice addition to the campus.
Okay, lots of work to be done.
We had a text in saying that this company, FIGG, had built a bridge in Virginia in 2012, and there was a mishap with that bridge. So they haven't learned their lesson as they change designs and use different materials, according to our texter.
Fig Engineering, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well?
Yeah, there's a couple of construction engineering firms that have been involved in this, not just one. So,
right, I'm sure.
Where blame might lie is still at this point unknown.
Okay, Evan, fine reporting. Keep up your good work, my friend.
You got it.
Miami, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News. Okay, 8:13. It just because you had people trapped and they couldn't get to them, and you got heavy concrete. So this is the fast stuff you just kind of put in place. But yeah, Fig Engineering is pretty prominent.
So I got a text in from Nancy saying she saw I Can Only Imagine movie, the first show last night.
I Can Only Imagine. What
I know.
Is that about? That's a Christian movie.
It must be. She said it was wonderful. A true story of triumph over a life of heartbreaking, facing your fears to overcome through forgiveness, believing, never giving up, encouraging everyone to see it. Fill the seats this weekend. Don't miss it. Thank you, Nancy, for that text.
I am unfamiliar with that.
And I know the Mercy Me song, I Can Only Imagine.
That's Mercy Me?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid looks like he's in this thing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to look, see if I can quickly grab their trailer here. This is a I Can Only Imagine movie.
Took a left turn.
Hold on. I mixed my...
I was thinking...
Why are they releasing a St. Patrick?
Well,
no, that's me.
Is there a St. Patrick's theme to the movie?
That's what I did. Okay, I can stop the Irish music because we're done with that one. And then I can
I thought
go
it was
over.
Adding to the dramatic effect of it.
Yeah.
But then I realized,
adding to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, that would be me. All right, here we go. This is, what do you say, I Can Only Imagine?
It's an amazing song.
Just kind of happened. Took about 10 minutes, I guess.
Bart, you didn't write this song in 10 minutes. Took a lifetime. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story. When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Where's Mama?
She's gone. She don't want me no more.
No!
And she don't want you neither.
And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. It gave me hope.
Mercy me, that can't be his real voice.
Because I needed it. Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize...
That's Dennis Quaid. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
That life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
I can only... I'm leaving, Shannon.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time. And I hope that you find whatever it is that you're looking for out there. Nice.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about it. Let that pain.
That's Trace Adkins. Nobody can miss that voice.
He's coming to the fair.
Inspiration.
County?
Yep.
I got some stuff I need to sort out. And I deal with it the only way I know how.
Unbelievable. It looks great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Nancy.
Check that out.
I would love to see that. All right, let's jump to our sports headlines. ESPN 93.5, where we do movie reviews on the fly.
The Fighting Illini are losing their number one player. Laron Black is turning pro. The leading Illini scorer last year said it was a tough decision and that he loved his time at Illinois. Mark Smith, Laron Black, and rumors abound about how there may be more players leaving Illinois. Mm. The NCAA tournament is underway in round one with 16 games yesterday. Upsets included Loyola of Chicago with a buzzer beater over Miami in 64-62. And the biggest upset in day one came when Buffalo pounded fourth-seeded Arizona 89-68. The tournament continues today with 16 more games. PGA Golf, the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, Florida. Henrik Stenson fired an 8-under 64 to lead the field. And Tiger Woods had a -4 68.
Yep.
Is in tie for 7th.
Yep, Augie Garrido dies at the age 79, former Illini baseball coach. Good guy, I always liked Augie Garrido. Tom Crean, new basketball coach at Georgia. Diane's 15 out of 16 in the pool.
How about that?
Shocking, stunning. And amazing. So,
it's all my basketball knowledge.
Yeah, Sean and Mitch have also gone 15 out of 16. Anybody
exactly.
else? Exactly. 359-2255. Chances are you didn't. And I know a few of the guys in the afternoon. Was it Trevor? Who picked Arizona to win it all? We had somebody in the building.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I think it was Lon that said Arizona will lose. So,
Well, good for Lon Tay. Over it.
He's insightful. Stevie, my husband says you cannot search by plate number. You have to know what tollway to search for the ticket.
Gotcha.
They will send you a notice.
Yeah.
With that toll, if
Yikes.
You ignore,
I'm not ignoring
that's
it.
That's when it goes
I'm
up.
Not ignoring it. I'm spending radio time on it for crying out loud. I'm not ignoring it. Don't. Well, wait a minute. Now, on the website, it says find by license plate.
I see.
And I put it in there and says nothing due. So now that I know, it's where I-57, 294, and 80 kind of come together. So
right.
There's got to be one toll there, and I got to find it so I can pay it.
Okay.
Gracie drove there last weekend. And she did the right thing. She stayed on track where the GPS didn't worry about it.
But thanks for chiming in, Angela.
Yeah.
Also, that movie is based by the about the lead singer of Mercy Me, who wrote that song. That song is the most played Christian song, it has been said. So thanks, Richard, for your input. Yeah. I know I hear it on Christian FM 95.3.
All right.
And they've got a remix of it, too. So
I talked to the people from Mercy Me to see if I could get them to come to town.
Yeah, they're
good.
But
it's kind of expensive to get there big time. Here's your weather.
Sunshine, high 43 to start. Then a chance of showers, 90% chance of rain overnight. Tonight's low 34, so could be slick. 45, the high tomorrow, 50% chance of rain in the morning. But sunny by Sunday with a high 53 expected. We're currently at 29 on ESPN 93.5.
If I had Mercy Me come in and you gave me $40 a ticket and I got all 1,500 seats sold to Virginia, we could break even.
I think
it's like 60 grand, 70 grand.
Oh, wow, that high.
They're good. Okay, we'll be back ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
Fox Business Network. Fewer homes were going up last month. Permits for home building declined 5.7%. Housing starts declined 7%. A former Walmart executive claims he was fired because he accused the company of pumping up its online sales numbers. Tree Nguyen claims Walmart was counting sales even for items that were returned. He's suing Walmart and says the company let him go in retaliation for his complaints. The parent company of Winn-Dixie is filing for bankruptcy protection. It's closing 94 supermarkets with disappointing sales. Southeastern Grocers says after the closures, it will still have 582 stores. Tiffany's quarter was stronger than expected. Its earnings top forecast. Sales improved up 3%. The Dow was up 115 yesterday. NASDAQ down 15. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, this is Steve Brown, here to tell you why I love Saladmeister. Because it's a convenient way to eat healthy on a budget. But the best part is, it tastes so good. And you forget it's good for you.
Saladmeister, now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap. All right, I do, even though I'm, you know, not as into this thing because my team isn't, I do like the theme. I love playing the theme. It's always fun to play this. Well, Diane had 15 out of 16.
Yes!
Bragging all week. Let me look at your second day.
I know.
All right, let's look at...
I am impressive.
Let's see what you got here. All right, so West Virginia, Murray State, who do you got?
I have all the basketball knowledge. Okay, well, what?
You do. And everybody says, no, you do because you got 15 out of 16.
Right.
You got West Virginia or Murray State?
Is that the top
She doesn't know where
here?
She can't even read the pool. She can't even read the pool. Well, let's start on the top right.
Thank you.
West Virginia, Murray State.
West Virginia.
Wichita State Marshall.
Wichita State.
Butler or Arkansas?
Butler.
Oh, that's a 10 over a 7. Purdue and Cal State Fullerton. You went Purdue. Clemson, New Mexico State.
Clemson.
Auburn, Charleston.
Auburn.
Syracuse, ASU. TCU and Syracuse. You picked TCU.
Yeah.
Michigan State, Bucknell.
Michigan State.
Okay, so you're going what's called chalk?
I am.
That's all right.
Okay.
You only have a 10 over a 7, otherwise you're picking the favorites, which worked out for you yesterday. Remember, Gracie, you and Mommy picked the pool based on shopping?
Yes, I do remember that. And based off of just the
nice
names
towns.
I liked.
and they ended up with, they like Los Angeles in that year the best, and UCLA won it.
I can't believe you remember that.
Isn't TCU the Horned Frog?
Yeah, they are.
That's why I chose them.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
Bottom left going up on the left, North Carolina, Lipscomb, you at North Carolina. Texas A&M, Providence?
Texas A&M.
Okay. Florida State, Missouri?
Missouri.
Xavier and whoever the heck they play?
Xavier.
Okay. Cincy and Georgia State. You went Cincy. How about Texas, Nevada?
Texas.
Okay. And Kansas State or Creighton?
Kansas State.
Bruce Weber. And then you pick Virginia. All right. So you're kind of chalky.
But Virginia going
all the way down.
Gonzaga. And my final four on the other side is Villanova and Duke. And Duke in the final round with Gonzaga.
With Gonzaga. I'm telling you, folks, she's 15 out of 16. So don't be questioning.
It could happen.
Yeah. Forget
them. I only would have put some money on that. Dang it.
And I said, let's run down to ESPN in Connecticut and see if they'll let you in.
Exactly.
No, really. She meant to get it in. And it was just, the internet was slow.
Exactly.
Come on.
Which was probably true in all this right. building sometimes. It's frustrating.
The big rocker in the tournament so far is Buffalo, shocking Arizona, shocking a lot of people. There's bound to be something going on today. Usually there is one or two that are like, whoa. Okay, deputy seen in surveillance video standing outside school during Parkland massacre. Man.
Yeah.
The video came out and showed the guy standing outside school. He's the only one with a gun.
But was he, you know, waiting for backup, or was he?
Maybe, but you don't. You got to get in there,
right?
I mean, the pop, pop, pop of the guns. You got to go.
How do we respond when the situation is upon us?
Well, you hope that if you're trained in this situation, that you do what you're supposed to do. You get in there.
Yeah.
You get in there. That's what you signed up for. You don't ever think it's going to happen. But you know, these shooters are just hanging out. You know. Any talk on campus about any of this?
Honestly, no. It's just kind of surprising, but yeah.
Nobody walked out of class like they did
right.
in high schools.
I have one class during that time, and it's like a long news class that where we produce a show, so no one really had the option to at that point. So I wasn't in a place where I was able to see anything, but I did hear people were planning to do it.
Okay.
I personally didn't see anything.
Okay. College is a whole different.
Right.
You can come and go as you want in college, right? I mean,
it is, and it's different kind of regulations as well.
Sure, sure. Well, okay. Break at the University of Illinois for the townies. It means easy parking and some of your favorite restaurants
exactly.
down there.
Exactly.
And there's a bunch of new places I want to try.
Really?
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But yeah, lots of. Fun on campus, and it's going to be real quiet around here. Even last night, it seemed kind of empty.
Yes, I think everyone kind of went home yesterday at some point.
That's pretty typical.
We eat a lot at the USS Newman. I call that because it's like a cruise ship because you can eat and go to mass without going outside.
Uh-huh.
That's a cruise ship.
Good.
That's called a cruise ship. It's incredible.
It really is incredible.
Yeah, it's good food.
It is, and there's so many choices. You can stay healthy or you can treat.
Yeah, and you can eat there. Public can eat there because we're a resident. We get a family discount, but you can go there for like $9 for lunch,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, crazy.
It's all you can eat, and it's so good.
Yeah, and it is so good. And they're such kind people.
They are such kind people. They go around like today. They don't serve, well, obviously, they don't serve meats or anything, but they also do it along like everything green for like St. Patrick's Day. So fun.
I helped Derek empty some garbage one time because there was short or something, and I said, I can help. I felt like a worker.
Practically,
we're there enough, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Hendrick House does the food. They're wonderful. I mean, just wonderful. Okay, had Erica Harold in here yesterday.
Yes, I heard that.
She's incredible. I call her a gift to Illinois for somebody I think so qualified to be running for office.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dirty, ugly business. I'm, you know, got a guy running against Erica that's just trashing her. How do you trash Erica Harold? It's just politics is just ugly.
Yes.
Yeah. When we got the reaction from Mayor Deb Frank Bynum from Champaign, she was like, "How could they do that around here? Yes. We know better."
Yeah, and it's just crass and classless to really. And she's not negative. She doesn't do negative.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be an outstanding attorney general. The primary, by the way, is Tuesday. Get voting. I know a whole bunch of early voting and stuff, but I hope there's a decent turnout. Chances are not more than 15 or 20% will show up for a primary, but it's important to vote. There's no doubt. I mean, you saw what happened with that congressional race in Pennsylvania. I mean, you had 225,000 votes. It comes down to 500. That's just unbelievable how close. 0.2%. All right, Grace, you're off to class.
I am.
Last one. So one class?
One class. Right. Hopefully, I
how many are in this
something.
Class at 9?
Oh, I would say under 10.
Okay. How many do you normally have?
Probably 35, 40.
And you think there'll be 10?
Oh, I don't think there's going to be many. Usually attendance isn't good in the
give
normal
extra credit.
Credit.
Yeah. I know,
come
please.
On. Or gift certificates or something.
Exactly. Some sort of reward.
All right, hon, love you. Good job.
Love you. Thank you.
Talk to you. My daughter, Gracie, going off to class.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to 8. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Cali Blue Book's KBB.com. Cali Blue Book is a registered trademark of Cali Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. We're told there is a very high possibility more bodies are underneath the collapsed pedestrian bridge in Miami. At least 6 people are dead, 5 of them still in their cars, with at least 9 people hurt.
Witnesses say a loud bang happened around 2 p.m. The 950-ton structure came crashing down some 100 feet to the cars below, crushing them instantly and setting off a rescue mission as civilians and construction workers tried to help those who were trapped.
Fox's Laura Engel in Miami. 7 members of the military are killed in a helicopter crash in Iraq. Everybody on board.
The first deadly aviation crash for the U.S. military in the ISIS war in Iraq or Syria since American involvement began in 2014. Initial reports say the helicopter hit a power line near the town of Al-Qaim near the Iraq-Syria border. The U.S. military has troops stationed in western Iraq assisting local forces in the fight against ISIS.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Yeah, I haven't dwelled on Laron Black because I think we kind of thought that was going to happen. Here's a guy with his degree, getting married, and can make money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have him come back for a fifth year.
Redshirt junior, right?
Yeah, he's been 4 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he can come back. He's eligible to play in the NCAA one more year, but...
Look at all the money.
Well, I don't know how much it'll be, but it'll be money, and it'll be more than he'd get coming out of most graduates at the University of Illinois don't get that kind of money. I mean, I don't know what he'll get, $100,000, $200,000 or something. He's not going to be a huge star coming out, but he'll be a guy that can get work. There's a lot of basketball out there that pays.
Right.
Some more than others, of course.
And in Europe, too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's not going to be NBA or anything, but Laron Black can play basketball and make money. And so if you have a choice to go get a $45,000 a year job or $30,000, whatever it is, and then you have a chance to make $110,000 and you play in a foreign nation, they're going to pay for your housing, you're going to, well, that's kind of pretty good. You know, not very many people make $100,000 a year.
Right.
The average household income in America is like 60.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So Laron Black is getting married and wants to play basketball, make money. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for us.
But hopefully not the second of a few.
Well, nobody else can play pro. We don't have anybody like that.
Okay.
But they could leave and transfer like Mark Smith. But who else would it be? I mean, I've heard Kipper Nichols. I think that's pure rumor, I hope.
Well, now a lot of people speculating about Michael Finke.
Michael Finke, I don't know. I just think that if you're going to keep a guy, you're going to talk to him before now, aren't you? I don't know. Maybe now that LaRon's leaving, yeah, Michael, we really want you to come back now.
Well, and with Michael's brother going to Arizona and that being a new experience for him, we'll... Michael, follow suit.
Well,
be in the area.
The rumor that Jeff Finke said is not true is that Jeff would go on staff with Dan Marley at Grand Canyon, and Michael would come for his final year and be with Tim.
Right.
And then Laura and their daughter have to go, so you're all just going to move to Phoenix. So, But he said that's just not. That's what everybody thinks. Well, that makes sense, you know. And frankly, it kind of does.
Right.
Because Dan Marley was a tremendous shooter for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, yeah.
And Michael Finke can make money playing basketball if he can drop that 22-foot shot, 24-foot shot, because he can shoot. And you can't guard a 6'10 guy shooting like that. So anyway, we'll see how it all shakes out. We knew it would kind of be multiple stuff. I really thought LeBron was a hammer. They just waited. Mark Smith was a bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. You know, you just got to get guys who want to be here. And you work with what you've got. But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Okay, we're going to check in on this story regarding how fake news spreads. And a lot of it's social media. A lot of it's Twitter. That's next. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. ServPro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at ServPro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investor. Advisor.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I'm John Rector. I've lived my entire life in Champaign County, and I've served in leadership roles in many business and volunteer groups. My parents were role models for me on how to give back to our community. I'm proud to say that my three sons, like my wife and I, have also served. I'm running for Champaign County Clerk to lead one more organization. Like the last two clerks, I haven't worked in the office. And like the last two clerks, I have a vision for the office that serves the people. I want to enhance the integrity of our elections as Democrats in Springfield reduce accountability. I want to protect the privacy of your personal information from political campaigns. More than anything, I want to engage new voters in elections. We've produced a number of videos to do just that. Find them at johnrector.com. Across the country, it seems like people are becoming disenchanted with government. As county clerk, I want to do what I've done with so many organizations. Reach new people with a positive message about how they can make a difference.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny today with a high 43 and then more clouds as the afternoon progresses. A 90% chance of rain by tonight. And since we're teetering around the freezing point, that could be dangerous, especially on bridges and things like that. And coming into Saturday morning if you're traveling. High 45 expected tomorrow. 50% chance of rain in the morning. 29 the low with partly cloudy conditions on Saturday night. By Sunday, sunshine and a high 54. We're currently at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is Friday. So glad you're listening. The 16th of March, St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. And baseball a week from Thursday. Cardinals open in New York against a tough Met pitching. Cubbies get open down in Miami where they're rebuilding. And they'll have some young kids, pretty talented, but the Cubbies have a chance to get off to a pretty good start. Looking at the Cubs' schedule, I think they can do amazingly well in April, May, because I just don't see a lot of There's just a lot of scheduling's good. Schedule's very good for the Chicago Cubs, in particular with that new pitching staff with Yu Darvish. And we'll see. But I expect the Cubs to be pretty focused. Can't wait to see what Kyle Schwarber looks like with a new thinner body. Happy to welcome to our program political analyst Ashley, is it Spillane?
Yes, good morning.
Ashley Spillane. Here's a study that says fake news 70% more likely to spread on Twitter. I'm not surprised by that, are you?
Nope, that sounds about right, given where we are right now.
How do we know it's not somebody's not generating all this stuff like sock feet in their mom's basement? I mean, it's, we've got to know about the credibility of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. This study was conducted over the last 10 years at MIT, and it found that the most sort of salacious headline, the crazier, more attention-grabbing it was, the more likely it was to get retweeted. So it's a little bit counterintuitive that you would see something and think, wow, that doesn't make any sense, and then hit the retweet button. But that was sort of, that was the conclusion of the study.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we tweet something, isn't it to get retweeted and to be, I mean, some people just express stuff, but the game is to get it out there, right? I mean, the people think of stuff all day, they'll get retweeted, I think, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, one of the interesting parts of this is that it's people that have actually a fairly limited following that do the most sort of spreading of this content. And I think it's more likely that it's people are actually genuinely surprised or stunned by it and want to share this information without necessarily considering the source or reading beyond the headline.
Well, I don't know. I know one thing, Ashley, is we just don't know where this thing's going, right? I mean, we depend on our phones. You can do anything you want, but everything, if you leave your house without your phone, don't you go back?
I mean, we depend on it for so much.
It just, I mean, if you didn't have socks and shoes, you'd probably say, I'm fine. But if you forget your phone, it's almost a panic attack. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and for young people in particular, you know, these platforms like Twitter and Facebook are primary sources of information. This is where they sort of genuinely get the news from. So it's really important that the platforms themselves do a better job preventing the spread of this fake content, content that was created for the sole purpose of being fake and being false in order to get spread around.
But I'm telling you, for elections, don't you have to be like a PhD in this stuff?
To be able to discern what's real and what's not.
Yeah, and also to get out the vote and to say this, my opponent does this and it may not be exactly true. It's just powerful.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're certainly living in a time where the flashier and grabbier the content, the more likely it is to be paid attention to. But, you know, I think the good news is people are waking up to the problem that it is and are getting more involved. And, you know, young people need to be taught media literacy, like how to read something for its source and to do a little bit of extra research to see if it's real. It's not, you know, we live in an information age, digital age. We have access to being able to fact check this. There are tons of organizations out there, great organizations that actually do monitor and fact check these stories. So it's about just taking that extra few seconds to whether or not it's valid.
Diane, I told you this.
Yep.
I had this invention where if you're on TV and you're speaking, it would go from green to red, red to green based on what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
We've got to be able to have software to do that, Ashley. It would just go, and then when you really hit one, it goes all red.
Right.
And then you're exposed immediately. There's just got to be a way.
Right. To see if you're a total liar in what you're saying.
It's yet another billion-dollar idea I come with on the show almost weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, how do people find Ashley Spillane? How do we find you?
www.impactual.com.
Ashley, Spillane. Nice meeting you. Thanks for being on.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. From Washington, D.C., Ashley Spillane is her name. Yeah, so you hear somebody on, like I saw this guy the other night saying 98% of the people won't get a tax break. and that would have been all red. You know, so there are instances where you, but it almost has to be on like a 10-second delay for the supercomputer to read
right.
it. And then there's always a thread of truth in it. So
right.
That would be in the middle.
Mean, maybe 98% of people that he runs with will
yeah,
not
right.
get
yeah, my
not
friends.
In, not in our world.
Yeah. Anyway, it, there's just, then you would know immediately if they're just full of it.
Mike and I are looking at paying big time. We are waiting till the 15th.
Paying big time.
I do not like taxes.
Oh, that.
You made that statement.
April 15, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, April 15 is kind of a, it's a happy day in my life.
It is?
Yeah.
You get some money back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Just the fact that you're done with your taxes?
No. My father came to America on April 15.
Okay,
he
then.
He landed outside Los Angeles, April 15, 1945, so it's always been a great day.
Well, and it's on a Sunday this year again,
okay.
So we have kind
so
of...
So it's 16.
Exactly.
Okay, then. Quarter till.
Youth by Community Credit Union. For campus and community.
People have been wondering for years, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That question may never get solved, but we know what comes first when it comes to buying a home. Pre-approval. Pre-approval with the U of I Community Credit Union should always come first when buying your new home. Hi, it's Lisa Paul, your financial expert. There are several advantages to getting pre-approved for your new home at the U of I Credit Union. You'll not only get an overview of the home buying process, we'll also discuss targeting a home that will meet your needs as well as your budget. This will allow you to make an offer on the property as soon as you fall in love with it. Looking to buy a home this spring? Come see us for pre-approval. You can apply online at uofiCreditUnion.org, set up an appointment, or walk into our First Street branch to meet with one of us. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with the U of I Community Credit Union.
Hey parents, have your kids spend this summer at the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. There's a variety of day camps to choose from at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve or Homer Lake Forest Preserve. Are they interested in nature or finding out what it was like to live on the Grand Prairie? Check out the Discovery Garden or hit the links at Lake of the Woods Golf Course. Let your kids get closer to nature this summer. Online registration begins March 1st at ccfpd.org. That's ccfpd.org.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. How about a taste as big as Texas for lunch, dinner, your next get-together, or to watch the big game? You're guaranteed to be the fan favorite. Visit HickoryRiver.com to see all your options.
All right, here's your sports headlines. You better best listen because she got 15 out of 16 in her bracket.
That's
so
right.
You'd be listening to Diane Ducey on sports now.
There we go. I have all the knowledge.
Yeah.
Loyola did beat Miami, and I called that one.
Yeah.
It was 64-62, a tight one. And
well, you called them all except the one.
Right.
That's amazing.
Buffalo, Arizona, I did not get right. But I do have Kentucky beating Arizona right away.
You're not hurt on it then.
Exactly. Yeah. 89-62. 68 was the final on that one yesterday. Also trending in basketball, Georgia Bulldogs hire Tom Crean,
yep.
He's 51,
yep.
Known for his work in Marquette and Indiana. Bulls over Memphis, 111-110. They also had Toronto over the Pacers, 106-99. Illinois baseball trending, they are at SIU, where a doubleheader rescheduled today's game because of the bad weather. They'll also play on Sunday. And Illinois baseball coach Augie Garrido has passed away at the age of 79 after a stroke on Sunday. In 88 through 90, he went 111-57 and the record for the Illini. Also coached at Texas in Austin and Cal State Fullerton.
Cal State Fullerton, he had huge success.
Yeah.
And I think he was successful. Didn't he win a national title in Texas?
Yeah,
I think
that
so.
Sounds right.
Augie Garrido, 79, just
we
79.
Have a bunch of wrestlers that are advancing. Three of them: Isaiah Martinez, one of them in weight 165. Winnipeg over the Blackhawks 6-2. Colorado over the Blues 4-1. Also, Cubs releasing Justin Grimm, the right-hander. They still have a great bullpen though. Seven in the bullpen for the Cubs.
Yeah, I thought Justin Grimm was pretty good.
I know, but he was number 8 in the
bullpen. Well, you know, when you're as good as the Chicago Cubs,
right,
you can let guys like Justin Grimm go
because
he doesn't throw hard enough or something.
Henrik Stenson leading at this point at 64 in the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and Tiger is right up there.
Unbelievable. So he's continuing his good play. This is the Invitational. It's got the big boys in it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiger's at tied for 7 with -4. And somebody, Wise, W-I-S-E, never heard. That's what amazes me about the PGA. Their names that pop up near the top, at least in the first couple of days. Who are that? Who's that?
Right.
Just 100 guys could go crazy on you and show up and make some money on a weekend. But then the weekend before, and they play great, and then they don't. And then you don't see them at all. It's just so many good players. Tiger Woods changed the game of golf, the face of golf, the whole thing. And you think back when Jack Nicklaus was doing all his stuff, they were good players, but they weren't like now.
I know.
And Tiger, you know, opened up. There are a lot of good players, but not like now.
Right.
Because everybody plays because of Tiger. Tiger got all his competition playing, all these 20-something years.
And they're starting so young.
Well, they're so good at golf.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's kind of a lull again because, A, it's expensive. We went through a kind of a recession for a decade, so you're not having as many good young players around. As I think there'll be kind of a, I think there's a lull in local golf. I think there's a lull in youth golf right now because it's expensive and takes
mm-hmm.
time. Back in the day when Tiger came out, the economy was pretty good. Things were going crazy, and the kids wanted to play golf because they wanted to be like Tiger. And now Tiger's out there paired with kids that wanted to be like him. Pretty cool. 850.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone? Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today. I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy. Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Kelly Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelly Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team, the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
What if buying groceries for your family helped someone else be theirs? By shopping at Salt and Lights Grocery and Thrift Store, you change lives and transform your community. 100% of the money you spend is reinvested locally, creating jobs and sustaining Salt and Lights programs that help those in need. Located at 1819 South Philo Road in Urbana, Salt and Lights Grocery and Thrift Store is open to the whole community. A place where you can truly shop, donate, and change lives. For more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
All right, we'll be back on Monday. Do not forget Cardinal Cub bus trip if you'd like to go. It is May 5th. It's $130 a ticket, and that includes your left field bleachers with us. And, of course, the bus trip, and I got bus parking passes. And that gets us real close to the gate.
Just looking at a special weather statement, ice accumulation of less than a tenth of an inch possible north of I-74. That's overnight tonight coming into Saturday. So they say some slick surfaces on elevated areas and bridges. So be aware.
Yeah. supposed to run down to Houston tomorrow from Midway, leaving early in the morning. Said, that's just not very attractive
right.
to me. Dang it. Let's just hope Midway has the icer because they ran out, right?
Yeah.
They canceled. How many flights they canceled because they ran out? I'm going, how do you run out of?
Hey, if you're heading north, you might want to double check on all this, Steve.
Hi, is this Midway Airport? Uh-huh. Could I get the de-icing department, please? Hi, do you guys have enough juice to spray my plane?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You're not, what do you mean you won't tell me? How dare you, sir? Okay, we're back tomorrow. Jeremy Warner next. Way to go, 15 out of 16.
Yes!
I don't think any of the, I don't think anybody else, nobody got 16, right? Let's just admit nobody got 16. Hey, somebody in Butte, Montana, maybe.
Somebody
but
did.
Around here, 15's it. 14's good, 15's Diane.
So Mitchell and Sean and I.
And you.
Everybody, each other.
Exactly. And good luck on today's round.
Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We really do. I thank you every day for being around and hearing what we say and communicating, texting, calling. We appreciate all that. We'll be back on Monday. Do it again. Stay safe. If you do have a little ice over the weekend, I'll meet you then. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, a small business owner, a veteran, and conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. We need someone in Springfield who will confront the career politicians who are attacking our Second Amendment rights, taking better care of illegal aliens and criminals than our disabled and elderly, and taxing us out of Illinois. I'll stand up for our conservative principles and can't be bought by special interest groups. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
No one in our county has won more elections than Tim Johnson, and no one knows better what it will take to beat Democrat Aaron Ammons. That's why Congressman Johnson has endorsed Republican John Rector for county clerk. John's experience in public office, electoral success, and leadership in community service makes him the strongest candidate to win the election and the best person to serve in the office. On March 20th, please vote John Rector for county clerk.
I'm John Rector. For my entire life, I've served in leadership roles in business and volunteer groups as I've tried to give back to the Champaign County community. I've done everything from coaching grade school kids, being a Rotary president, and now serving on the county board. I'm running to lead the county clerk's office. Working with the experienced staff already in place, we can protect the integrity of our election process and protect your personal data. Vote for me, John Rector, in the Republican primary election.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For a limited time, Lands is offering special financing for 6 years or up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice, with approved credit on any qualifying train system. So call Lands at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team, the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
What do you said, kids?
I have twins.
Oh, come on.
I do.
Multiple mom?
Yes.
And what do they think of mom's career?
I think they're proud of me being in law enforcement.
They love you.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Respect you. And what do they think of the way I think police have been treated so rotten over the last few years particularly? Does that concern them?
A little bit. You know, I'm sure that there's concern, you know, when you go to work every day, whether or not, you know, you're going to confront any confrontational people. And but they're very supportive.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more proud of my kids.
That's awesome. And they're going off to college somewhere.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Is he staying together?
No, they're actually going to be separate. So.
Oh, that guy's going to be okay?
Yeah,
they're pretty
so.
Close, aren't they?
They're brother and sister, okay. So they're typical brother and sister. You know, they have their moments, but yes.